Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Enjoy the new art season and upcoming events at Studio Chandler Island's Blackboard Gallery in Camarillo. The new exhibition called Life Force features world-renowned artists Hiroko Yoshimoto and Bob Privet from September 1st through the 24th. Also, be sure to save the date for September 30th for a night of comedy and cocktails with the comedic talents of David Diebel, Steve Smith, and Jason Love. For all upcoming events, check out StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368. As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. And we've got a great show for you today. We've got lots of people joining us. And, you know, this has been a great week for me. You know, we just had the Jewish holiday this last week. So anybody out there that's celebrating that, I hope that your day was good. And I hope that you were able to spend it with some great family. Also, it was my son's birthday. That's when you know you're getting old, when your kids are starting to get like older than what you tell people you are, you know? No. But anyways, happy birthday to him and a happy birthday to anybody out there. You can always call our show. We'd love to throw a shout out there for anybody that's having a birthday. Well, for anybody that is just tuning in, waking up, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim.
I'm Chad.
There you go. And of course, we've got Tom over here. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's great, Kim. Beautiful day.
All right. All right. And of course, we always want to start our show with a moment of motivation. And sometimes you think you want to disappear when really all you want is to be found. And you know, that really is the case for so many people. Sometimes you just duck out of life and it's really like you just really want people to care about you. So remember, say what you mean and mean what you say. So anyways, how's everything going with you, Chad?
I'm crazy busy. The holidays are already coming.
Oh my gosh.
I just came back from New York last
week. How was
week.
That?
It, absolutely beautiful. Was I love it? New York.
I know. I wish I would have been able to go with you.
I know. I invited you.
I know. I know. So did you get, you know, how's puppies going and all your adoptions and everything?
You know, our stores are, the dogs are flying off the shelves. I mean, it sounds good and bad, but
yeah.
It's, I mean, we are adopting out so many animals.
That's so great.
I can't even keep them, you know, for lack of a better word, it's like inventory. I can't even keep my inventory. We're
that's
adopting out.
That's a great thing.
It's a bad, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. Well, I'm really excited to share all the things that we have going on here. I do want to remind you that you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all those places. Those are places that you can win lots of tickets that we're giving away from our show. And not only that, is we have our newsletter that goes out every single week. So when you call in, definitely give us your email so that we can add you to that. Also, I do want to give out our phone number here. And of course, that phone number is 805-419-0008. We've got a great show for you today. Our first guest is Kristen. I hope I'm going to get her name right. Pagaz, would you say that? Or
yeah, I think okay, you got it right.
Okay, right there. And of course, we're talking about her book, Leaving the OCD Circus. So I'm kind of interested to find out about that. Your big ticket out of having to control every little thing. Do you have a little bit of that? Trying to control every little thing?
I do, at first.
Until you know that they can handle it.
Until I trust. Okay. And then once I trust, I let go.
All right. Well, there you go. I love that. So, and then we have Dave Pomerantz, and he is going to be talking about, of course, this amazing Hope's Haven. And I'm really excited to share that with everybody, and such an amazing event, and a night of entertainment, food, and of course it's supporting a great cause. Then we've got Bill Gilbreath, and he is going to be talking about Ojai Taste, the taste of Ojai, and of course that is coming up. We've got so many things, so many events coming up, and I'm really excited to share them here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And so definitely I would love you to stay with us. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We have the Dead Zone 805, the best Halloween haunted house and attraction in Ventura County, and it runs all the way through to the 29th, taking up to Halloween. Sideshow, how about that? November 11th through December 11th, Kaneo Players Theater. Kim always has tickets for Kaneo Players, and we have those for you this morning. Rubicon Theater, another great performance there. How about this one? Return to the Forbidden Planet, and that runs October 26th. So listen up for your chance to win. We'll have Steampunk Fest. It's happening this weekend. We will have tickets available for you at the door. You can win those and just pick them up at the box office. Taste of Ojai on Sunday, October 23rd. How about that? At the Ojai Valley Inn, a big party. And Hope's Haven, you talked about that. We promise it won't be your average cocktail hour. You might just feel like a kid again with your adult beverage in hand. All of that happening here with Kim Pagano.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much, Tom. And let's give away some Dead Zone. And of course, Halloween. Your son's actually, how old is he now?
He's 8.
Oh, he's still too young. Okay.
Oh.
Does he?
Yeah. No, I'll force him to go. I'm a Halloween.
Uh-oh. Are you? Okay.
Do.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. But they said it's scary, right?
Yes. Very scary. My kid loves it, too.
They said know your kid, right? There
That's
you go.
The key.
So anyways, I've got tickets for somebody. Call in right now, 805-419-00. 0084190008. And I'm really excited. I do want to just do a big shout out to Vanessa, and she is here just kind of looking over. She's been my right arm, and she is helping out, and so she can kind of see a little bit of what we're doing. So anyways, I'm glad you're here. All right, let's bring our first guest on. Kristen, are you there?
Hello, Kim.
How are you?
I am here.
I'm
doing quite well. How are you today?
Very good, thank you. And so much, thank you so much for joining us here. Tell us a little bit about who you are in your story, and of course your book, Leaving the OCD Circus.
I am someone that now is living a very inspired, passionate life, filled with a lot of hope and promise. However, when I was experiencing OCD to unmeasurable proportions that were completely debilitating, I really didn't see any hope or any future. I really thought all I was going to do would just be to service my OCD. And I've learned over the years that there's so much more possible for everybody with OCD than what they might currently be faced with.
Wow. So what is OCD? Because at first Chad and I were going, no, I don't have it. And then when I read your little thing, your ticket, your big ticket out of having to control everything in life, might be falling somewhere in there a little bit.
Well, I think what's important to recognize is that OCD is more than a preference or a way that you like to organize things or, you know, having things neat around your house. All those things, I think, are very practical and a part of being a human being. You might prefer rice over pasta, for instance, and all that's okay. But OCD stands for obsessive compulsive disorder, and it's when you have obsessive the thoughts in your mind that you can't turn off, can't turn down, and can't get beyond without doing your compulsion, which will temporarily offer you some form of relief. So it's a very serious medical condition. It's a chemical imbalance in your brain, and it's much more than a joke or a punchline. It truly is a condition just as real as someone being diabetic or just as real as someone having a broken arm. OCD for the sufferer is incredibly real.
Wow, that's okay. So when you put it like that, you know, I didn't realize, I mean, you know, you do hear it in a different text, you know, that, okay, I just got to make sure everything's good and that kind of stuff. But I guess, you know, a lot of people suffer with that. And now how does OCD show itself in an early life and begin to take control?
Well, for me, OCD started to come to fruition when I was 9 years old. And that's not true with everybody. OCD comes to people in a variety of different ways at different times. And my childhood was somewhat chaotic, and I had to jump between two parents that were divorced, that were living very different lifestyles, and there was a lot of unsteadiness and instability. And at first, OCD gave me kind of a distraction, a way for me to focus on, let's say, counting or tapping to a certain number. So there was almost relief, like a comforting rocking chair back and forth, back and forth. And what happened is that when OCD gets one foot in the door, that's it. And my OCD became a giant, uncontrollable monster that literally was snuffing out all of my joy, all of my happiness, and all of my normal moments.
Wow. That's...
So I'm curious, Kirsten, what were your, you know, OCD habits, and what was it that, you know, so people can, the listeners who don't experience this on a day-to-day basis,
can get a real idea.
Well, OCD, like it comes to people at different times in their life, it also wears a lot of different hats. And so I am a checker and a perfectionist. And those were
I love to check things off my list.
You know, really, really, you know, drove me over the edge. And there's compulsive washers. I'm sure you've heard about people compulsively washing their hands even past the point of getting open cuts and wounds. And it shows itself in a variety of different ways, and that's what almost makes it mercurial, is that it's not the same thing for everybody. It doesn't show up at the same time in the same way.
Very interesting. And now, is this your first book?
This is my first published book. However, I have always been a writer and an artist. And in the book, there are pictures and illustrations and poetry, so I can really speak to the reader on a very intimate level in a lot of different languages.
Wow. And do you find that writing actually helps you and soothes you?
It does. Writing for me is a form of expression. And with OCD, oftentimes people feel very trapped and isolated. And by being able to express what's going on with you or with somebody else, does offer a certain amount of freedom. But the thing I have to say about OCD is it's not like you have won the triathlon and that you have gold medals and you can't wait to tell people about all these wonderful things that you've achieved. OCD frequently is a secret, and it's something that you keep behind closed doors because a part of you knows that what you're doing is irrational, but another part of you that's stronger and bigger can't get yourself to stop.
Wow, wow. Now, is this hereditary?
You know, there is a lot of different information about OCD, and heredity is definitely one of the things that they think can be a link. And also, your conditions, you know, the nurture and nature situation, a lot of different things come into play. But yes, there has been some link to, you know, genetics and to people in their families.
Is there anybody else in your family that has this?
Well, my father has passed away, but when he was alive, I believe that he had undiagnosed OCD and suffered very greatly from a runaway mind and runaway thoughts. And he self-medicated himself through his adult life all the time that I knew him. And I always believed that the self-medication was a way for him to try to tone down the pain and the suffering. And that's something that you hear of frequently is people that are in pain and suffering, they want to do what they can to stop that pain. And in my book, I offer tools and techniques and things outside of self-medicating that can help you get to a more joyous space.
So Kirsten, I'm curious, have they found any links between OCD and ADHD? Just because my son, who's 8 years old, actually has ADHD, and you know, from time to time he'll do vocal cues or noises, and it's a soothing mechanism for him when he's not on his medication. And I don't see it as an OCD type thing because it only is when he's overly stimulated that he does this. Is there any link between those two that you know of?
Well, I know that the leading mental, if you will, disorder is anxiety. And anxiety can be all different types of things and how it unfolds itself into phobias or OCD. And there are so many things happening in the brain with the neurotransmitters. And I'm not a doctor, and I can't claim to say I understand all of it. But I can say that with ADHD, OCD, and so forth, there are legitimate, real things happening in the brain that are causing these varieties of reactions.
Wow. So let me ask you, I know we need to take a really quick break, but let me ask you, what are some tips that we can really, you know, that I feel like you've written a book now, you kind of are living your life, and especially by the, you know, the subtitle of your book, Your Big Ticket Out of Having to Control Everything. What was your biggest help that helped you?
The biggest help was when I finally had a name for what was going on with me. I was undiagnosed OCD for more than 20 years. I would go to the library and I would look up bipolar, I'd look up manic depression, schizophrenia, because I knew something really was not right. And finally, in my low 30s, I did hear those letters strung together. And I started to investigate. So I would say if someone thinks, gee, this is sounding very familiar, maybe I have OCD, a good thing would be to read up a little bit about the condition and start learning and educating yourself.
Okay, great. And do your friends recognize this?
Well, they certainly do now because with writing the book, you know, I am very much out of the closet.
Right.
Is no hiding for me, OCD at all. It's about helping to free other people that are being constricted by this terrible condition. So it's definitely out that I have suffered from OCD. I have heard from close friends that they could not believe that they did not know what was going on with me.
Wow.
And what I'd like to say to that is with OCD, frequently you live a parallel life. So you live the person that wants to appear normal and hold down a job and do in school, I was able to continue going on the forefront, but in the background where I really was, where my state of being was, was completely under the confines of this disorder.
Wow. Well, Kristen, I really appreciate you telling your journey and story and sharing it with my listeners. Where do we find your book?
My book, Leaving the OCD Circus, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, local bookstores, and you can also learn more about me and the book and kind of get some insight without committing. You can very anonymously go to my website and read a little bit, and that is leavingtheocdcircus.com. And I'm also able to be found on a variety of different social medias.
Well, I thank you so much for sharing your story here, and I hope that you share our show with everyone too. And again, thank you so much, Kristen.
Thank you so much, Kim. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak to yourself as well as your listeners.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we've got Bill Gilbreath entered into our studio. I'm really excited. We are going to be talking about Taste of Ojai. And if you haven't been, oh, my gosh, this is going to be an amazing event. And, of course, I want to share that with all of you. That is Sunday afternoon, 2 to 5, and, of course, October 23rd. We've got tickets, and we'd love to get them in your hands. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Love to share that day with you. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433. Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we are here every Saturday from 6 to 8, and we've got a whole nother show for you, and we've got amazing guests. And we just really talk about the brighter side of life. You want to give something away?
I do. We have some amazing events coming up. We have Conejo Uncorked. Fall Wine Festival in Thousand Oaks, Kiwanis Club of Conejo. Conejo Uncorked is an annual wine and food event in Southern California's Conejo Valley. We offer wines for every taste and locally prepared gourmet cuisine. Your new favorite foods and drinks are only a sample away. You can win tickets here, or you can also get them at ConejoUncorked.com. That's October 20th at Los Robles Greens. Our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. Thank you so much. All right. I want to hear our phones ringing off the hook, so definitely we're excited to share all these great events. Our guest that we are talking about right now, of course, is Taste of Ojai, and I can't believe 16th annual year. This is amazing. And of course, it's an annual fundraiser. And of course, we've got the president of Ojai Rotary Club here, Bill, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate everything you do for the community and also for us.
Well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to find that day, other than peaceful tranquility while you're eating and drinking. They can't get anything better than that.
Well, you're right. It starts in beautiful downtown Ojai, actually on the 10th green of the Ojai Valley Inn. It'll be from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon, October 23rd. And it'll be a variety, actually 26 different outstanding restaurants, wineries, breweries. There'll be live entertainment. And it is our biggest fundraiser, as you know, because you've been helping us for years.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. And I know that the proceeds go to lots of nonprofit foundations, and just a couple of them that you might want to mention.
Well, it does. Primarily, it goes to fund our scholarship program. We give away approximately $70,000 a year in scholarships now to universities, colleges, city colleges, and technical schools. But it also gives us $30,000 to give to local nonprofit organizations. It starts with the schools. We think the public schools are badly funded in Ojai and elsewhere, and so we try to supplement that. We give grants to teachers. We give grants to schools and to school programs, but also a whole host of organizations like Help of Ojai, the Ojai Film Society, the Humane Society, and one of my pets, the Nan Talbert Nurturing Center.
What is that?
The Nan Talbert Nurturing Center is in Ventura and in the Ojai Valley. And among other programs, it's helping teen pregnancy.
Oh, what an important thing.
Both for the young
thing.
Girls wow. and the young men.
Right. Oh, I would love to know more about that and help out with that. I think that's so important.
It really is. Nan passed away, but her work continues. And like everything else, they need money.
There you go. Well, I love that you've got so many great nonprofits that this is going to benefit. And I always say it's a win-win. That's what it's all about.
Well, we do too. We do a lot internationally, but the funds for this Taste of Ojai goes to our community commitments, both for organizations and schools.
There you go. So, Bill, tell us a little bit about that day, okay? I know that you always have amazing beverage and food, restaurants, caterers, wineries, breweries, and, of course, live entertainment. Who's going to be playing out there this time?
Well, we're still getting a band. We're putting that together.
Okay.
It starts, though, the day starts with parking.
Okay, and that's free. I love that.
It is free.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, we get a lot of help from the Boy Scouts.
Oh,
they help
great.
Direct traffic. It's on Country Club Drive, which is right next to the Ojai Valley mm-hmm. Inn and Spa. For people that need assistance, we have golf carts to take them from the parking area to the 10th Green. The 10th green is beautiful. I'm not a golfer, but I've been up there.
Me too, and it is beautiful. It's like I just go out there and kind of want to like, okay, you know, it is a nice day out there.
It's a lot of fun. It's very well attended, thanks to you and others that helping us. And the sponsors were so grateful. It's some of the premier restaurants, Suzanne's, it's wineries, it's breweries, it's caterers. It's a lot of fun. A part of the proceeds are tax deductible, and we give a little feedback to people on that. The ticket price in advance is $75, And at the door, it's $85 for a general admission ticket. And we welcome everybody. It's a good time.
There you go. So let me ask you, if they don't win tickets, and we'll throw another pair out right now of Taste of Ojai, and of course I do want to remind you that is October 23rd, a Sunday afternoon to go out to Ojai, right on the 10th green of the Ojai Valley Inn golf course, 2 to 5. It's like a perfect time too. It's not too late for Sunday to get started, and yet you've been able to go and do all your morning activities, and then you head over there for a nice afternoon. If they don't win tickets right now, and of course our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008, call in right now for a pair of tickets. Where do they get them?
The best place to get them locally is at the Attitude Adjustment. That's near the Vaughn Shopping Center, well known to...
Like the name?
I know.
Yes, exactly. And you can also go online. I can't recall from memory the website, but it's essentially tasteofohi.com.
Okay. I'll be posting. It's already on my newsletter and my website, and of course on Facebook. So definitely check it out. I'm telling you, if you don't win tickets here, but I hope that you guys are all calling in, because we have lots of winners for all these kind of things. And again, we would love to share. And of course, it is tasteofohi.com. You were right, Bill. There you go. Thank you so much. And if not, grab your ticket, grab your friends, grab your family, and head on over there. You'll be, it's a win-win.
Well, I really mean it when I say we certainly appreciate everything you've done for us for years now, Kim.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here, too. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And our next guest, who's just walking in the studio right now, is Dave Pomerantz. And we're going to be talking about another spectacular night of event, entertainment, food, supporting a great cause, and that's Hope's Haven. And, of course, that is October 22nd at 6 o'clock. We're going to give you all the details for that. And of course, that is a cocktail night, a cocktail hour at 6 o'clock. And then of course goes into a 7:30 dinner show and live auction. And of course, that is all happening at the Hyatt Regency Westlake. If you don't know anything about this, stay with us, because we're going to tell you all about it. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com.
Hi there, John O'Hurley here. Have you got what it takes to handle the heat of the kitchen? Well, then prove it. Join five of America's hottest celebrity chefs, including Ben Ford, Elizabeth Faulkner, Antonia LaFaso, Michael Votaggio, and Tyler Florence. Participate in a Chopped-style competition on stage at the Susan G. Komen Culinary Showdown. Help support the fight against breast cancer. Learn more at KomenLACounty.org/cook. That's KomenLACounty.org/cook.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our second hour. When I say our second hour, we're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And we're going to be talking with Fran Solomon about healgrief.org. And then also, we've got Phoenix Gelman on food cravings and what causes them and how to stop the secret of stopping them. And then we've got Sonia, and she's going to be coming in and talking about Kaneo Uncorked. And that's another great event that we're going to be sponsoring. And we've got tickets to all these great events. Again, right now, I'm really excited to talk with Dave Pomerantz. And of course, he is in our studio. And we are going to be talking about the Circus of Hope. It's their fourth annual gala. I've been to a couple of them already. I'm excited for this one. And not only that, it's just such a great cause. And I love that, you know, what you're doing, what you're talking about. So welcome. And thank you so much for being here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, thank you for having us. You've been a great supporter for us in the past. And we're excited to be here again.
I just was speaking to Tom Means, and of course, he's so shy. I'm like, so I think my daughter was saying, so Tom, did you start this? He's like, I was one of the founders of it, you know, but yeah, he's, you know, it's such a great, and you know, I always say many hands make a little work. So thank you for what you're doing, because now you're doing it.
Yeah, Tom is fantastic. When I attended my very first board meeting, we went around the room introducing everybody, and just about everyone in the room, including me, said, well, I joined the board through Tom. So he's
got a very infectious personality. I love that. So good for him. All right. So Circus of Hope, fourth annual Hope's Haven. Tell us about what we're going to be finding that night, how people can, you know, get there and be involved in this. I know that you have given us a pair of tickets, and I'm really excited to share them with one of my listeners. I want to first, before we give them out, tell them what this organization and foundation does.
Of course. Hope's Haven is a 501c3 charity here in Ventura County, and we work to enrich the lives of children facing life-threatening injuries and illnesses. We do that a variety of different ways. The first is our family giving program. These families are facing tough financial times, so we help them out with bills, with whether that's grocery gift cards, gas gift cards, or other direct bill payments, and also donations of toys to both the children that are sick and any siblings that might also need a smile. Our second program is our long-term impact programs. Our first long-term impact program was our iPad program, where three years ago we set out to donate within 5 years an iPad to every pediatric hospital bed in Ventura County.
It gives me chills because I love that, because one, are, you know, I mean, we've come so far. You can be at in the hospital and still be able to reach out to everybody and be a part of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then not only that, is it actually helps the nurses, right?
Yeah, we've had nurses tell us they spend up to 50% less time with the kids who have the iPads. They're feeling less pain. They're less uncomfortable, and they require less attention from the nurses because they have these iPads. That was a 5-year goal for us, and unfortunately, we accomplished it in 3 years. So now we have to figure out.
Unfortunately, darn. Okay, yeah.
we had to quickly figure out what we're going to do next, and we're very excited about our next long term project, which we're going to announce at the gala.
Oh, okay, not here. Darn it. Okay, I was like, okay. So yeah, so we need to be there to hear all about it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And maybe we'll have to come back on the show at some
Absolutely.
Point in the future to talk about that.
And maybe PawWorks will have to get involved with a positive therapy program.
Oh, there you go. We could take the dogs over to all the hospitals.
It's already in the process
I know,
for us.
We were,
so,
yeah, that's another
So we'll
great,
have to talk after this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that sounds like a great plan.
There you go.
That kind of leads us right into the third aspect of what Hope's Haven does, which is our VIP events. We started with a group of 5 special kids that we did a red carpet movie event where they were interviewed by reporters, photographed by magazines, and made to feel like movie stars for a day. Some of the other events we do, do an annual Christmas party for all of our Hope's Haven kids and their families. We've taken kids to VIP events at Dodger games and at the Navy base here in Ventura County. Just kind of once-in-a-lifetime events to make both the kids who are sick and their siblings who
you know, I'm really glad that you brought that up because I lost a baby. She lived to be 11 months old. And my oldest daughter was a baby at the time. And so everything was centered around, you know, my daughter that I was losing. And so it's important. They don't know what's going on. They're scared. They're, you know, we're not 100% there to comfort them because we're scared. And so I think that that's so important to concentrate on the whole family.
Exactly. That's always been a key part of our mission is making sure that whole family is supported and cared for. Obviously, the primary focus is on the kids who are sick, but we never lose sight of the rest of the family as well.
Right. Wow. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking about the Circus of Hope. And, of course, that's the fourth annual gala. And that is October 22nd. And, of course, that starts at 6 o'clock. That's cocktail hour. And, of course, this is all happening at the Hyatt Regency in Westlake. And if you don't win a pair of tickets here, where do they get their tickets?
Well, they can visit our website at www.hopes-haven.org. And there's a page on there where they can register for their tickets for the event. It's going to be a great night. We've got a lot of fun entertainment planned. It's a circus-themed event.
I know. Okay, so we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, I want to tell everybody what they're going to be experiencing when they get there. So, again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've got a pair of tickets right now to the Circus of Hope. And, of course, that is October 22nd. That's their fourth annual gala for Hope's Haven. What else can we give away?
Cabrillo Music Theater for the first time ever will be having a Vida October 14th to the 23rd. Argentina's controversial First Lady is unlikely subject of this dynamic musical masterpiece. You can win your tickets right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
We're here with Dr. Angie Wellacala.
I'm talking to you, that person that just found out their best friend has cancer. This is real. It hits home. And it's like, where do you go? Where do you start? I just got an email from a 31-year-old single mom whose doctors have literally just given up on her and have no other choice. And she just needs to have someone else that believes with her.
So your Healing Agents International is presenting Fighting Strong, a benefit concert. What can someone expect to see?
They're going
to
see some amazing artists singing. They're going to be inspired by stories. I'll be sharing my story. I've got some other healing agent stories. And it's really a night of hope and inspiration so that you can walk through the next day, the next week, the next month of whatever you have to walk through to get healthy and whole.
You have a benefit concert coming October 29th. So it's in Thousand Oaks. The best way to read about this event?
That would be our website, which is healingagentswithans.org.
Thanks, Dr. Angie.
Thank you so much. And remember, we're coming together to help others heal.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Yeah. Later today and asking on my own.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we've got so many things that we are giving away, and we want you to be a part of all these amazing events that we have. And the one that we're talking about right now is the Circuits of Hope. And of course, that's the fourth annual gala. And of course, that is on October 22nd. We were just figuring out what we're going to find out there. And of course, it's such a great cause. We've got Dave Pomerantz in our studio talking about it. I've been to this for several years right now. It's near and dear to my heart, and I'm so glad to be a part of it again this year. Starting at 6 o'clock, Dave, cocktail hour, correct?
Yeah, at 6 o'clock, we're going to have our cocktail hour and a half.
I like hour and a half. I like that.
I like a little extra time.
It makes a difference. It does.
Really
does.
I've done a few events. Yeah, no, it is. You're very true. Okay.
And during that cocktail hour and a half to kind of meet our circus theme, I'm really excited about this. Maybe I'm a bit of a nerd, but we've scheduled some carnival games to be there. So people can come and throw a softball at some milk cans or whatever other favorite
cool
carnival
idea.
Games.
Okay,
they have.
I like it.
Then at 7:30, we'll head into the dinner, and we've got a fantastic dinner from the Hyatt planned, and we've got some circus-themed entertainment. I don't want to give away all the secrets, but okay. I can promise, based on what's been in the news recently, there will be no clowns.
Okay. Is that funny? Are you guys afraid of clowns?
They're not right.
Oh, God, they're not
right. I'm not
right.
afraid of them, but I don't want to be near them.
Tom?
Either.
Yeah, I...
They're 100%. Not right. That was perfect. They're not right. I like how he said that. You know, yeah. I don't know. My mom had a lot of clowns. Not so right. Yeah. But anyways, that's a good, I'm glad that, you know, but you've got the whole Circus of Hope. How did you come up with that idea, the Circus of Hope?
To be honest, we just looked at different themes we could do. We've done some different themes in the past. And circus is just something that kind of inspired our group, something that appeals to children. Circus has always appealed to children, and kind of so that fits our theme with the kids. And we just thought we could do some fun things. When we put on these galas, we like to make them a really fun event, something that people want to attend, not just to support the cause, but because they're going to have a great time as
no,
well.
No, I totally agree. You know, all these events that we're talking about here are just, they're win-wins. That's what we do. I mean, that's what you do with your events. That's what we do. I mean, it's like, why not have, I think we've nailed it. In life, if you know, why not pay for something that's going to go to a great cause, and you go there and you have a great time at the same time?
Exactly. I am of the opinion that charity work should always be fun.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That's what's going to keep people coming back.
There you go. So tell us, are you going to have, I know that the last couple of years you've always had a nice show and a speaker. Tell me, why are you involved in this and what got you into it?
Well,
if you don't mind sharing.
My story of becoming involved with Hope's Haven is kind of a little silly. I got married to my wife in 2013, and I am a frugal man. So when I found out what people charge for photo booths, I decided I was going to build my own. And shortly after that, the chairman of Hope's Haven, Tom Means, was in my office in a business meeting and asked me what the heck that box in the corner is. And so I told him, it's my photo booth. Don't ask. And he asked if he could use it for one of their events. And so I happily brought it out and set it up for him and found out that Hope's Haven is just a wonderful group of people with a wonderful cause. And I've been kind of hooked ever since. In the meantime, I also had my own son. He's 21 months old now, and that kind of changed me from a supporter who came to some of their events to somebody who needs to be involved on a everyday basis. I'm fortunate that my son is healthy at this
point. Thank God, yeah.
But I can't imagine what these families are going through, and I want to make their lives easier in any way I can.
Wow, that is perfect. That just says it all right there. Well, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank your committee for what they're doing. And I can't tell you, is, you know, having a baby that was sick, all of that support is just so needed and so appreciated. So,
you know, and I actually wanted to give a special shout out to Dave Pomeretz, because yesterday, this is off the subject and we'll come back to Hope's Haven, but yesterday he donated to Paul Works. It's just by chance that he's in the studio today. But he donated two gazebos, outdoor gazebos that we're going to be using for our adoption events, and a silent auction item that we're going to use for another event. So he gives back. Personally, his company gives back. He's the president of Advantech. You can check him out at advantechmarketing.com. So I just wanted to give him a special shout out for that as well.
Well, thank you. And exactly. You know, I tell you, I feel like, you know, all the right people show up, and that's what it's all about. And I can't tell you what my show has done for me to meet all these amazing people that touch my show and touch my life.
What
and
is
that's
it? Little hands make,
many
or many hands
make
little work.
That's by saying my kids know it like no tomorrow. But I really believe that is there's so many people that we all work together and we can make a difference. So I thank you so much for being here.
And I thank you guys for having us on the show and always being great supporters of Hope's Haven.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. For anybody that doesn't win tickets, where do they get them?
Hopes-haven.org. That's our website. There's a link on there to where you can buy your tickets. It's going to be a great event. For those people that can't attend the event, we're always looking for volunteers for our VIP events and supporters at our other fundraisers as well. So,
what are some of the other fundraisers that you have?
Well, we actually just booked our next one. It's going to be on March 18th in Agora Hills. We're going to have our annual poker tournament.
Oh, nice.
It's always
a
very fun event. And then sometime in the late summer, we'll be planning our annual softball tournament. Those are the three big ones for the year.
Okay.
We try and hit lots of different types of activities that people might enjoy.
But I know the holidays are coming up, right? And I know I gave some presents last year to Sarah Barchi. I know she was another one. So are you doing that again this year?
Yeah, we'll be having our annual Christmas party for our Hope's Haven families and kids. I know it's booked in December. I'm blanking on the date right now.
So they can just go to their your website, correct?
Yes, or they can also send me an email at dave@hopes-haven.org, and I would be happy to direct them to any information they're looking for.
Dave, actually online, since we're on the air, and you can hold me to this, we have a event, Applause for Paws, November 30th. It's with Conejo Players Theater. It's at the Schur Theater, Thousand Oaks. I actually will give you 10... pairs of tickets for your kids and family today.
That is amazing.
There
Thank you so
go.
Much.
That's awesome. That's perfect. Very cool. And they'll love that.
Yeah.
They'll
it's a lot
love
of
that.
Fun.
Yeah. So there you go. See, that's what happens here. It's magical, I tell you. And that's what I love doing about my show. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in right now, how much time do we have? We got a little bit of time left. Yeah, we're good. Okay, so let's talk about your Christmas show. And I know we're
November 30th, Applause for Paws at the Schur Theater in Civic Center Arts Plaza. You can get tickets at applause4paws.org. And Applause is APPLAWS, a little play there. Conejo Players Theater directs, produces, performs in it. We're going to have an air list there. We have High Gregorian going to be doing the VIP party. It's definitely a fun event. Starts at 7 o'clock on November 30th. Go to applause4paws.org or Ticketmaster and type in Paw Works. Tickets start from 25 up to 100 for VIP. Great time. You don't want to miss it. Last year, that was the event that Kaylee donated $10,000 to us. So, Kaylee Cuoco. So it's a really fun event, a very unique event for an animal rescue. So definitely applause4paws.org.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, I do want to remind everybody that we have a whole nother hour of show and guests and events, and I hope that you can all stay with us. I do want to just briefly talk about, life gets complicated, and I know that we don't talk about politics or religion on our show, but I do want to say, Facebook and a lot of things, I don't know if you've been seeing, but it's gotten nasty out there. And we need to just remember that we're all in it for the great cause. And so, it's kind of like, let's just kind of, you can stay on your side of the fence, whatever that is, but just to really be kind. We're all in this together. We're all trying to make it a better world. But when we start getting hostile to each other, it's mean.
Absolutely. I that's why I like dogs.
That is true. Yeah,
they don't talk back.
And that's why I like the brighter side of life. So anyways, I do want to, share that with everyone. All right. I hope that you stay with us for our next hour. Again, I just want to say we will be talking with Fran Solomon, founder of HealGrief.org. Also, Phoenix Gilman, food cravings and what causes them and the secret to stopping them. And of course, Sonia, we're going to be talking about Kaneo Uncorked. And another great event that I have tickets to. And let's give something away really quick before. We've got the Rubicon Theater, right?
We do. Rubicon premiere of Return to the Forbidden Planet. And Out of This World Music, Return to the Forbidden Planet is a fabulously campy send up to the sci-fi film Forbidden Planet, which was loosely based on The Tempest. It's from October 26th to... October 26th.
It starts October 26th, so there you go.
Located at 1006 East Main Street in Ventura. You can get tickets at 805-667-2900, or you can win them right here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. And, of course, give out Hope Haven's website one more time, Dave.
www.hopes-haven.org.
Thank you so much. Of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Failure is simply a few errors in judgment repeated every day. Don't ever give up on our life or any of your days. These are all gifts. And stay with us for our next hour. You are listening to The Brighter Side of Life. The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.